Joan scrubbed up her room, made all things clean, the tables, the chairs, and the edge of the screen. She scoured each pisspot and pewter dish, made everything clean as her heart could wish. The pewter and brass was so very clear that wanting a glass she oft drew near to deck up her head and curl her hair. Not one amongst 20 with her could compare. She made her plum pottage and sweet minced pies. The roast beef was laid down when she did rise. Dinner was ready and liked so well. Not one amongst 20 could Joan excel. They praised her so much that Joan grew proud, and then she began to prate aloud. I will have a husband, oft she tried, a pretty young man to lie by my side. Then out stepped a Scot with a blue bonnet on. He looked full as big as a Spanish don. His pistol was under his checkered plaid. His whinyard was made of a bilbo blade. Quoth he, "Bred a gad, the day's mine own. I's as bonny a fellow as e'er was none. I's will hire this lassie before I's gang hame. She'll mak me good lankle to fill my wame." He came to salute, but Joan was mad and called the poor Scotchman a saucy lad. She took up the ladle and broke his pate and told him he proffered his love too late. "Deil blin you," quoth Sawney, "you nasty slut, the muckle deil stop. I's no seek Joan to be my wife. She'll e'en mak me weary of my life." Then a fine Frenchman took his place. His cravat and ruffles were all of lace. Said he, "Beggar, me come to dis place. Me beam much in love vid your sweet face. Me no like no lady vidin this town. Beggar, me no like dem dey ver much frown. Me have seen all, me tink there's none dat may be compared vid Mrs. Joan. Me be resolved to lose my life, but me will have Joan to be my wife." Joan looked about and then replied, "The devil shall be the Frenchman's bride. March to your portage, you finical knave. I'll ne'er go to France to be your slave. Get you out of the kitchen, or else by Mars, this swinging spit shall run through your arse." Poor Monsieur looked blank and sneaked away, for his wife nor his life he durst not stay. Then entered an Irish man and swore, the noise of her beauty brought him o'er. "My name is Teague, and by my salvation, I prize thy fash above all the nation. Then pretty dear Joy, come seek my sweet fash. By Saint Patrick, I never will leave this plash. My name is Teague, and by my salvation, I prize thy fash above all the nation. Then pretty dear Joy, come seek my sweet fash. By Saint Patrick, I never will leave this plash. I have a potato plat of my own, and a sneeshing box, tish very well known. I have a skullog to run by my shahid. I fate and troth thou shalt be my bride." "Be gone, bog trotter," then Joan did cry, "or the broomstick shall on your shoulders lie. Pack up your all and make short of your story, or I'll make you pay, dear, for your vainglory."